Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I don't think I have to repeat today's gospel at all. I think you heard it not only the first time that I had read you the gospel, but when the children told you the story. Aren't they great storytellers? And do you see how they run upstairs? Because they're going to get to hear another story today. And how awesome is that? That they are growing up in knowing who God is for them. And that is just so incredible that they can feel that comfort. You know, our gospel lesson for today that we heard is one that is very popular at funeral or memorial services because they're such comforting words. You know, we make that same cry when we lose someone, don't we? You know, we say, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. My sister wouldn't have died. My mother wouldn't have died. My father wouldn't have died. I don't know. My cry seems to be a little bit stronger. It's like, where were you? Have you ever felt that way? Where were you? But you see, what's really interesting is that where we see death, did Jesus see death? He said sleeping. And he had to explain what he meant by sleeping. He had to say, well, yeah, in your terms, you see it as death. But you see, Jesus sees it as sleeping. And then Jesus says, your brother will rise to life. And here's the most comforting words that I think anyone could ever hear in their life. I am. The great I am, right? I am God. The resurrection and the life. And then what happens? Jesus weeps. You know, our confirmation children will select a verse, our young adults, I should say, will select a verse that they will be familiar with. I hate to use the word memorize, but it's a verse that's going to stay with them for life. How many children do you think select Jesus weeps? Because it's the easiest to memorize. Hence the reason I don't say memorize anymore. But think about that. Jesus weeps. Jesus knows the pain not only that Mary and Martha are going through and all of Lazarus' friends, but he himself is going through that pain. It's a groan that comes in up through him and just comes out of his mouth. He knows that pain. And isn't it interesting? He feels that pain even though he knows what it is that he is going to do. Jesus weeps. And then Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead and gives new life. Now, we're not at a funeral today, are we? We're at a baptism, right? We're at a baptism. And you know something? This story is incredibly appropriate today for our baptism. You see, Martha believed kind of in a little bit of a different way. She believed in the resurrection, didn't she say? She said because on the last day, in the future, all will be raised. But Jesus speaks of the true resurrection and life that happens on this very day. And that is salvation. That's exactly what it looks like. Right here and right now. In her baptism, Madison Skye, who is sleeping so comfortably in her daddy's arms, she has been given the promise poured out upon her. That promise that today she is resurrected. Today she is a child of God. She has been marked with the cross of Christ, sealed by the Holy Spirit. Because of what Jesus has done, not because of what we have done, which is why babies are baptized. Because it is a gift from God in which, whether she remembers this day or not, it is a day in which she heard God's promise in Jesus Christ for her. On your baptism, whether you remember it or not, you heard those same words. You were marked with that same cross. You were sealed by the Holy Spirit. Grace poured out upon you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are resurrected and live life today. Yes, it's something that happens in the future. It is something that happens today. Here to me is the most amazing part of this story. Jesus calls, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus obeys, because Lazarus can do nothing other than obey when the Lord makes a command like that. And he comes out and he is resurrected and he is given life right then and there, right then and there. But what's the other thing that we heard with the children? How did he come out? All wrapped up in the grave clothes. He was wearing the grave clothes. Now, if anybody has ever had their arms or their legs where you can't use them and you're immobile, you know how difficult that is. He's alive, all right, but he's bound up in grave clothes. And he can't take those clothes off himself, can he? Who takes the clothes off for him? The people around him. Because that's what Jesus says to those that are gathered. Untie him. Unbind him. Release him from these grave clothes. And let him go. And that's what they do. They help Lazarus unbind the grave clothes, the clothing, the wrapping that is around him. They free his face so he can see with new eyes. His hands, his feet, so he's able to really walk freely. And Lazarus can truly live, trusting in the Lord who has raised him. Jesus called out Madison's name this morning, and Jesus calls out our names. When our names are called out, we arise and we come. But you know something? We're still bound in our grave clothes. And we need someone to help us take them off. We don't do the saving. We don't do the resurrecting. That's what Jesus has done. What we do is we help in the new life that the person has been given. We are called to help the other take off their grave clothes. Throughout our lives, while we recognize the fact that we don't have grave clothes anymore, sometimes it feels like we are very much wearing grave clothes. As a people of a living trust in the living God, we are called to see that in the other and to help them take off their grave clothes. And when we have our grave clothes on, we know that someone will come forward and help us take off the grave clothes so that we can live into the new promise and the new life that we have in Jesus. We are no longer bound up and tied, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. We are to help take off the grave clothes, not put them on someone. We are called to help others move into a freedom that is beyond anything that we could possibly even know. Look at our little children that are here. Do you see grave clothes on them? Or do you see children who bound upstairs to hear a new story that they can share? Children who remembered from a week ago the story of Lazarus. And for some of these children, it is the first time that they're hearing it. But that's how the Holy Spirit works. As the people of living faith, We are starting a new chapter in our time together. We are called to be living faith. We are called to live into the new life. We are called to help each other and those around us take off their grave clothes so that they can live into the fullness of this new life that has been given. Amen.